USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
17 states have backed a lawsuit from the state of Texas, asking the Supreme Court to overturn the results of the presidential election in four states. The suit argues that changes to absentee voting laws in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin were unlawful. The president has also asked the court to let him become a plaintiff on that suit. 16 of those states signed onto a brief filed Wednesday by the state of Missouri. That state's Attorney General Eric Schmidt explained to Fox News his reasons for jumping into the legal fray.
Missouri, along with 16 other states, joined the fight for election integrity, and that's really what this is about. Free and fair elections are the cornerstone of this republic. And it's important that every legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is not counted. And if we don't do that, if we, you know, abrogate that responsibility, we disenfranchise millions of voters, including voters in Missouri, including voters in Texas and other places.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
48 attorneys general and the Federal Trade Commission have filed antitrust lawsuits against social media giant Facebook. In announcing the suit from the states, New York Attorney General Letitia James says that Facebook used its power and position to buy their competition or to stomp them out.
For nearly a decade, Facebook has used its dominance and monopoly power to crush smaller rivals and snuff out competition, all at the expense of everyday users. By using its vast troves of data and money, Facebook has squashed or hindered what the company perceived as potential threats. They've reduced choices for consumers, they stifled innovation, and they degraded privacy protections for millions of Americans.
Both suits are seeking to have Facebook sell off two of the company's major acquisitions, Instagram and WhatsApp. The company responded to the filings, saying in a statement that antitrust laws are not meant to punish successful businesses, but to protect consumers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Secretary of State is warning that America's college campuses are at risk of infiltration by the Chinese Communist Party. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Chinese Communist Party is having too much of an influence on American college campuses. That was the message from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at Georgia Tech.
Fraudulent cries of racism or xenophobia should never drown out a candid exposure of the activities of the Chinese Communist Party.
Pompeo also saying Americans and Chinese people should not be afraid to expose the corruption of China's Communist Party.
But we see too often on American campuses that there's silence and censorship. It's been driven by the Chinese Communist Party. It usually boils down to something far less idealistic. So many of our colleges are bought by Beijing.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Big Ten has announced that it will allow Ohio State to take part in next weekend's conference championship football game, throwing out a ruling it made before starting the season that teams must play 6 games in order to qualify. The Buckeyes have had 3 of their games canceled, including this week's yearly showdown with rival Michigan. The conference announced the change Wednesday, saying that the Buckeyes would have made it to the championship game regardless of the outcome of the clash with Michigan. The 4th-ranked Buckeyes will face number 14 Northwestern on December 19th in Indianapolis for the Big Ten title. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.